The patterns that they observed really do hold a key to what we observe among adults, where in general, women are more likely to be voluble and to do more of the talking when it's a what we might call a private speaking situation with one or a small group of people whom they know well, feel comfortable with, and the topic is personal, as compared to what I'm calling a public speaking situation, which is a larger group. The topic is either impersonal or is retold as a kind of verbal display. So it might be telling jokes, it might be telling personal experiences. And those are the situations in which we find men doing more of the talking. This also plays a role in a situation that is experienced by many women in the workplace, where at a meeting, and I have heard this experience from just about every woman that I have ever talked to who holds a relatively high position in the workplace. She's at a meeting, she says something, it passes unnoticed, and before too long, a man says the same thing, and suddenly everybody notices it, talks about it, and calls it a great idea. Only now it's his idea. There are many reasons why I think this happens. We can't dismiss the possibility that simply because the comment came from a woman rather than a man, people are assuming it may not be that worth paying attention to. Sometimes I think it has something to do with the way it was said. And men who have styles that are less proclamatory find this true. I have heard the experience of a man who works in an American university and is British, who says that very frequently he will say something at a meeting and he'll say it in a kind of understated way that to him seems appropriate and it will be ignored. And then one of his colleagues will say the same thing in a more long-winded and more declamatory way. And then now it's his idea and it's paid attention to. So certainly the way it's said plays a role. And the finding that I reported earlier from the Eakins, that at faculty meetings, the longest comment by a woman was still shorter than the shortest comment by a man. The very fact of taking more time in making the comment that you make calls more attention to it. It gives people time to kind of look at you, focus on you, and really register it. Whereas it could be that if a woman said it in a more concise way, people didn't even focus on it completely. We also know from research that women more often than men will begin with a kind of disclaimer. So they might start with something like, maybe you already thought of this, but, or I don't know if this is a good idea, but. And that seems to minimize the value of the idea before it even gets out there. And again, what's going on here, I think, is whether that strategy is focused in or focused out. I think most women who use a strategy like that, they're not revealing some deeply held inner insecurity about the idea, but they're just trying to make sure that they don't come across as too full of themselves. So I think all of these style differences play a role in the result that when a woman is in a work situation and says something at a meeting, she may find that what she says is ignored, whereas when a man says the same thing, it's paid attention to. Just as a little side point here, what can you do about it? One thing you can do about it, it can be kind of difficult to say, hey, didn't I just say that? What am I, chopped liver? You will have a better chance if you make a joke, as I just did. But it might be even easier if you make a deal with another woman that you will stand up for each other. And I actually was told an example of that by a woman who was fairly high ranking in the military. And she was at a meeting of all fairly high-ranking officers, and there were only two women at the meeting, and they were friends with each other. When one of the women said something, and it was ignored, and then the higher-ranking officer, a man, said it, and everybody said it's a great idea, the woman who had spoken initially said, gee, what a brilliant idea. Wish I'd thought of it. And then her friend chimed in and helped her in it and said, yeah, what's wrong with you? How come you didn't think of that? And that joking alerted the guys to the fact that she had already said it. And the officer who had just gotten credit for it said, oh, did you say that? And she said, yep, I sure did. So joking can often be a better way to deal with it than in a serious way, showing your, than taking umbrage in a serious way.